The Holy Gospel is found in the 12th chapter of Luke, beginning at the 13th verse. One of the multitudes said to Jesus, "Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or divider over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of all covetousness, for man's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is for the person who stores up treasures for themselves and is not rich towards God." The Gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. You have probably read or heard about this particular person in this picture. The next slide is the manager of a Northern California, it doesn't come, okay? So I'll have to tell you about him. It's a manager of a Northern California Shell gas station who accidentally set fuel prices at just 69 cents a gallon. Do you remember how he unintentionally put the decimal point in the wrong place, causing the price to be set at 69 cents a gallon rather than 6.99 a gallon? Well, this pricing error reportedly cost the gas station thousands of dollars as people started spreading the news on social media about the price, and it cost the gas station manager his job, as well as a whole lot of embarrassment as it became a major national news story. Now, we all make many mistakes, but I'm glad that none of my mistakes have become a major national news story. One time there was a janitor at a major bank in Boise, Idaho, who accidentally put a box of 8,000 checks worth a total of $840,000 on a trash table. And the operator of the shredder then dumped everything on the trash table into the shredder, cutting everything into small quarter-inch sizes of paper, and then dumping all of those pieces of checks into the trash container outside the bank. Now, most of these checks had been cashed at the bank and were waiting for shipment to a clearinghouse, but they had not yet been recorded. And so what did the bank do? For the next several days, 6 days, 50 employees worked several hours a day, 6 hours a day each, sifting, matching, and putting checks back together again. Sounds like a whole bunch of Humpty Dumpties. Makes you wonder what happened to that janitor, as well as the person who did the paper shredding. We all make mistakes. Sometimes we make very big mistakes. What is the biggest mistake that you ever made? Now, don't worry, we're not going to ask you to turn to your neighbor and share with your neighbor the biggest mistake that you ever made. I think, for example, of one person who spit out his car window only to discover that the window was still rolled up. Fortunately, he had not been chewing tobacco. Yes, sometimes we make big mistakes. Well, the man in the story in our gospel lesson for this morning made the biggest mistake of all. In planning for himself, he forgot his neighbor. In considering his goods, he forgot the giver. And in providing for his body, he forgot his soul. Let's look at those three major mistakes in order. First, in planning for himself, he forgot his neighbor. Verse 17, With a good crop coming in, the man said, "What shall I do?" Basically, he is saying, "What shall I do with all my money? How will I be able to spend all my money on me?" He was not thinking about anyone else besides himself. One time there was a beggar that was hungry and dirty, and a lady passing by him gave him a quarter. And she asked him, "Tell me, how did you ever become so destitute?" And the beggar said, "Well, ma'am, it's like this. I once was just like you, always giving away huge sums of money to the poor." Anytime we think only about ourselves, our desires, our wants, our needs, and not about anybody else, we're in trouble. We're in trouble with the Lord because He wants us to think of others. Proverbs 11:24. "Some give freely, yet grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want." One time there were two friends who met for dinner at a restaurant. And in ordering their food, they both chose the same kind of fish. And so a few minutes later, the waiter came back with their order: 2 pieces of fish, a large one and a medium-sized one, on the same platter. One of the men proceeded to serve his friend. He gave his friend the smaller, medium-sized piece of fish. And his now former friend said, "You certainly have a lot of nerve." "What's the matter?" the man asked. "Well, look at what you've done. You have given me the smaller piece of fish and you've kept the bigger piece of fish for yourself." Well, the man answered, "Well, what would you have done if you had been the one serving the fish?" And the angry man said, "Well, if I were serving, I would have given you the bigger piece." Well, the man answered, "Well, then what's the problem? I've got the bigger piece, don't I?" You see, the problem is that whenever we want the bigger piece of anything or the bigger piece of everything for ourselves, we're in trouble. We're thinking only about ourselves. There are people who always want the bigger piece. We probably all can think of them. But the Christian way of living is not to always seek to have the bigger piece. It is to think of others and how we can help and bless others. The Apostle Peter said this about Jesus in Acts 10:38. He went about doing good. If we want to be following Jesus, we need to go about doing good. Paul wrote to the Romans, "Love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor." And he wrote to the Philippians, "Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." We need to be unselfish. We need to take care of our own concerns, but also help others with their concerns. One person said, "If you want to be really miserable, think only about yourself, what you like, what you want, what people think of you." Another person said, "It's when we forget ourselves that we do things that will be remembered." The first mistake the man made was in planning for himself, he forgot his neighbor. Second mistake was, in considering his goods, he forgot the giver. Notice all the I's and my's in verse 18. "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods." He thought only about all the material things and not only also about the giver of all the material things. One time there was a farmer that went into town, and after he had finished doing his business, he went into a very crowded restaurant for lunch. And just as he was about to begin his meal, because all of the tables were taken, a man approached him and asked him if he could join him. The farmer invited him to have a seat. And then, as they always did, he bowed his head in prayer to give thanks before the meal. And when he opened his eyes, the other man said, "Do you have a headache?" And the farmer said, "No, I feel just fine. The other man asked, well, is there something wrong with your food? And the farmer said, no, I was simply thanking God as I always do before I ate. And the other man said, oh, you are one of those. Well, I want you to know that I never give thanks for anything because I have earned all my money by the sweat of my brow. And so I do not need to give thanks to anyone besides myself when I eat. I just start right in. To which the farmer replied, well, you know, you're just kind of like the pigs on my farm. When I feed them, they don't thank me. They just dive right in. James 1:17. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift comes from above. All good things come from God. All good material, physical, spiritual things come from God. But sometimes we take all those good things for granted. We gripe about what we have, and we complain about what we do not have. We forget how good God has been to us. Paul asked the Corinthians, what do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift? Everything we have is a gift from God. May we never forget it, and may we never forget to thank the giver. One person said, count your blessings and consider the source as well. Or Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In considering all your goods, do not forget the giver. And then the third big mistake that this man made was this. In providing for his body, he forgot his soul. He said, I will, in verses 19 and 20, I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. I think he then said, though it's not recorded, you need to move to Arizona and retire. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. James writes, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a town and spend a year there doing business and making money, because you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. In Southern California, I lived close enough to the ocean where we would sometimes have a marine layer. And then we'd have that marine layer, and then it would burn off after a while, be burned off by the sun. And so James compares our life to like that, a mist that is here, appears in the sky, and then is gone. Life is short. No matter how long we live on this earth, life is short. And James says that most people get so wrapped up in making plans for this life that they forget about planning for the next life. There was a man who brushed his teeth twice a day with a nationally advertised toothpaste. He went to a doctor for a complete physical twice a year. He slept every night with the window open to get fresh air. He stuck to a healthy diet of fresh fruits and vegetables. He conscientiously took Balance of Nature capsules every day. Whenever he played golf, he would walk. He got at least 8 hours of sleep every night. He never drank, smoked, or lost his temper. He did his daily exercises every day. He was planning on living to be 100. He died before the age of 75. He was survived by 18 specialists, 3 life insurance companies, 6 health clubs, and many health food manufacturers. He made one major mistake. He forgot about God. And that's like so many people in the world. They think about the body. They enjoy all the good things in life. And they forget about the fact that someday they're going to die. And then what? Think about the richest person that you can think of. That person can probably do whatever they want, go wherever they want, enjoy whatever they want, have anything they want, and say anything they want. They have it made in a material sense. But you know, someday they're going to die. Just as certainly as someday you and I are going to die. Someday their earthly life will be over, just like someday your earthly life and my earthly life will be over. And then what'll happen then? As one person said, the one who dies with the most toys still dies. Once there were two adult men and the child of one of them who died in the 120 degrees plus summer heat of Death Valley. This story reminds me of every summer there are people I go climbing Camelback Mountain when it's like well over 115, don't take enough water, and they don't survive. Well, the deputies found the bodies of these three people 7, 14, and 17 miles from their abandoned car. The heat had turned their bodies black. And in leaving their car when the car broke down to seek help, the three of them tragically headed off in the wrong direction. They headed back towards a ranch house that they had passed 30 miles back. They did not know that just a mile down the road in the opposite direction was a grove of willows and a spring. So many people are simply headed in the wrong direction. They keep on looking for meaning and fulfillment and joy in life, and eventually they end up dead. If they would just turn around and head in the opposite direction, for Jesus, the living water can be found. And so the biggest mistake that people make is not following Jesus. Are you following Jesus? Are you heading in the right direction? Are you pointing others to him? Are you pointing others in the right direction as well? Amen.